welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for a quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration, no matter what, right? So I want to chat with you today about making feeling good your top priority each day. And a lot of people ask me where to start or what to do, or I feel so overwhelmed or there's information overload when either I'm starting out on a fitness journey or creating a new business or just moving forward in your life at all, right? How do we get through the muck, or how do we take the mundane of what we're doing now every single day and start changing it so that our life looks different in 6 months or in a year? And I will tell you that the number one thing you can do is start to focus on joy. Start to focus on just feeling good every day and making that your top priority. So what does that even mean? What does that look like? So for me, it's all of the little things, because it's not your words necessarily and your actions that can change things the quickest. It's changing how you feel. Because when you feel good, you do good, and you think good thoughts, you attract the right people, you are vibrating at the frequency that attracts even more good thoughts, right? So when you're thinking negative, what happens? You think more negative thoughts, and that just gets worse and worse and worse, and you go down that rabbit hole of negative thoughts. Pretty soon you feel so terrible that you have no energy. So I talk about this all the time, that a negative thought carries, it really sucks energy out of your body. So I want you to try it right now. This isn't always fun, but I just want you to feel the difference about why this is so vital. So right now, I just want you to think something negative. Think something that you don't necessarily love, something that maybe you've been stuck in, maybe about somebody that isn't being that great to you. And I just want you to feel what that feels like. I hate doing this, but you need to do it. So what is that? What does it feel like? It's pulling the energy out of your body. You really don't think you could ever get a workout in right now. It's hard to find the positive light. It's really hard to feel like you're going to be able to have enough energy to get through anything for your day. And now, okay, we're going to snap out of this. We don't want to sit here long. Now I want you to think of something positive. I want you to think of someone who makes you feel really good. I want you to think of a bright, sunshiny day. I want you to think of the beach, the ocean, something that you love, your kids, the smiling face of loved ones. I want you to think about the perfect day and what that looks like. The moment that you had an amazing experience that you celebrated, something that you're proud of, someone that you're proud of. And I just want you to sit and just think of that. Maybe it was a beautiful meal that you had with someone and that you enjoyed and you laughed the entire time, and what that feels like. I want you to put a smile on your face right now. It feels good, right? That's the place that we need to get to in order to find the energy, in order to create the life that we want. So when we latch onto those feelings and those thoughts and those stories that don't make us feel good, guess what? You're going nowhere fast. So it's not serving you. And it really is a choice, because as quick as I asked you to think something negative, we were able to stop and think something positive and put a smile on our face. So let's put a smile on our face for the rest of this podcast, because that's where we need to get to. But talking about making feeling good your top priority, how do we do that when we're going down that negative spiral? Well, I like to do any little thing to make my day better. So I even get right down to the point of when I'm getting ready or when I wake up, I'm going to listen to a great podcast right away, or I'm going to put on music that I love that just moves my soul. And honestly, if there's music on in your car or around the house that's not making you feel great, or you're like, wow, this is a little bit of a depressing song, like what breakup was she going through? Don't dwell in that. Go put something on, put some great reggae on, like put something that makes you smile or has great positive lyrics. And even if you're not in that mode, just turn it on, like start doing things that would make you feel good eventually. I like to make sure that I'm eating food that makes me feel good and that I have it readily, easily accessible around the house. I make sure that I'm choosing places and people that make me feel good. And you know what? If you don't make me feel good and I can choose to not be near you, I'm probably going to make that choice. Not probably. I'm going to make that choice. So it's about really evaluating all of the little choices that we don't realize that we are making that we do have power over to say no to or to start saying yes to. So little things like enjoying your coffee a little bit more. Is there something that you can do just to sit and savor those moments instead of looking on your phone or looking at your email during your break time or during that cup of coffee? Why don't you sit and actually think of something that you enjoy or really focus on relaxing in that moment? Because what we do is we fill all of the little gaps in between where we could be recharging, where we could be dreaming, where we could be visualizing what we want our lives to be like and really starting to feel that way. And instead we fill it with things that are negative. We fill it with feeling anxious because we're looking at our email list with no intention of even responding back to them, right? Why on earth would you even look if you're not intending on responding back? So it's about taking those moments and seeing where you can just upgrade the choices that you're making now. Is it better music? Is it taking time to enjoy that coffee more? Is it ordering something for lunch that you enjoy, but also you know will give you amazing energy later on? So really, whatever we're feeling is what we're attracting at any time. Because when we feel negative, do you think that we are attracting anything good? Are we attracting any better thoughts, right? When we're thinking negative, you're not thinking anything positive. You're not thinking outside of the box. You are not thinking solution-based thoughts. And when you feel good, when you focus on feeling good, when you focus on that next best thought, it's like we then can step outside of ourselves and stop thinking so much about what we don't like. And we can start seeing solutions. So I always talk about this, like, when even my husband and I are going to make a choice on what movie we want to see on the weekend, right? If we're going to a movie and it's like, oh, I really want to see that, but you know what? It's going to make me feel like crap when I leave, or that's super violent and I really don't feel like having those images stuck in my brain. And to each their own, by all means, but I know myself really well. If I watch something like that, it's going to affect me. It bothers me. I don't like feeling like crap for 2 hours of a movie and then some, because all that does is make me view things and people and life in a negative light. And I am all about staying in the happy zone, because when I am in the happy zone, when I'm in the joy zone, I attract such great stuff. When you're happy and when you're joyous, guess what? People want to be around you. They want to offer you opportunities. You're thinking in an expanded way, because truly when you are in the joy zone, your brain is expanded. You get really narrow-minded in a negative mind frame. So today, you guys, I want you to look at the little choices you could be making just to add a little bit more joy. And it is a habit. It is something that you have to be reminded of. So is there something that you could do to really remind yourself? Is it a book that you could read? Is it a podcast? Is it turning on good music in the morning? So you guys, I wanted to take a minute just to remind you that I have launched a program called The Bliss Habit, and it is a 12-week e-course all dedicated to shifting small things in your life week to week. So it's really about focusing on making sure that we're in the right mind frame and we're choosing the things that empower us, not pull our power away. And a lot of that is perspective. And I've been talking a lot about perspective lately because I think it's one of the most powerful tools that we have. So it is at theblisshabit.com. And I love this e-course. I love going through it with you guys. Early bird closes this Thursday and it will run through Sunday. But just make sure if you want something that is guided, that you can know that every single week that you are making progress towards something and really really focusing on the different areas in your life to clear space, become more grateful, to see where we can let go of something, change our story, and to be a part of a community. TheBlissHabit.com is all about creating community. So you guys, whether it's my program or it's something else that you jump on, or it's a habit that you create that is super positive, I hope that you choose something that is going to bring more joy into your life. And just make sure that you are focusing on feeling good. And if you decide to join the Bliss Habit, I'll get to see you pretty much every day in the private Facebook page. So you guys, jump on TheBlissHabit.com. There's tons of information over there. And until then, I hope that you guys choose to earn your happy. And I'm so grateful for all of you. And if you loved this quickie podcast, I would love if you'd share it with a friend that needs it. And thank you guys so much. I will see you later. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.